a child of the 70s, an April gunning winner, Queen City Nobby News. I met her in a backseat, Blood Brothers Batwing car. If we were big enough, he'd land us in a bar. Got us strong. She dipped her gum in bourbon and put it on my tongue. Had an own look, was all it took. Love's no place for falling. It knocks you down sometimes. Love's no place for falling. I know.
Sid Souter, and you're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 276, the Middle of the Map edition. All the bands you hear on this week's podcast are playing the Middle of the Map Fest, which happens April 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Kansas City. We started things off with John Velge with the song Love's No Place. That is from the digital-only two-song single of the same name, which he self-released back in November of 2012. At that time, a benefit for Hurricane Sandy, and I believe it's still a benefit for Hurricane Sandy. You can go out there and buy that for a buck on his Bandcamp site. He is based out of Kansas City, Missouri, and I have never seen him, which is kind of what the point of Middle of the Map Fest is. There are a lot of bands out there that I just have ignored for some reason or another, and a festival allows you to, you know, see them all, no risk, right? If you don't like it, move on. Well, I've got OCD, and I have a hard time moving on. So my version of the Middle of the Map podcast is just finding out the songs from the bands that are playing and giving them a listen and then sharing them with you. And maybe that gives you some hints on where you want to go and which of the 120 or so bands that are playing the festival that you might want to see. Jumping forward, we're going to go to a band from Joplin, Missouri. The band's called Me Like Bees, and this song is called Joseph Jones.
Don't need just any place. outside. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside and when they play outside. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside and when they play outside. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside, when they play outside. Surely not, cause he looks like hell and he reeks of pot. And he asks for money, but I just refuse, cause they probably just spend it on booze. But I hope on earth your kingdom come, and when I sing this song, you will be done. He said, look outside on the ground, oh behold my kingdom comes. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside and when they play outside. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside and when they play outside. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside and when they play outside. Joseph Jones knows the boys are up when they play outside, when they play outside.
Body, and I don't know what lays in
on. That is some swampy wonderfulness there, isn't it? That is Those Darlins with the song Ain't Afraid. That is on the band's album Blur the Line, which came out back September 30th of last year, 2013. That is on the Oh Wow Dang Records, which is the best dang name for a record label ever. A band out of Nashville, Tennessee, if I didn't mention that. They'll be playing Friday night of the fest at 11:30 at the Riot Room. Before that was Me Like Bees with the song Joseph Jones. That's from the album The Ides, which came out back in July of 2013 on Love Way Records, a band out of Joplin, Missouri, and they are playing Ernie Biggs at Saturday at 8:30. And I should have mentioned earlier that John Velge is playing Thursday night at 10:45 at Westport Saloon. So all venues all over Westport. It's going to be a really good time. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. This one's a little bit special, but it still follows the same rules. Every bit of music I get, I play on the podcast. Anything that happens in my life, I share with you. So hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. While I don't go out and hunt for music for the podcast, I just, whatever strikes my fancy. This time I kind of went out hunting for bands that were playing the podcast, bands that I had seen their name around a lot but never really listened to, or bands that I've just missed for some reason or another, or maybe their just names sounded very interesting to me, and that's how I figured out what music to get this week, and this is, of course, what's on the podcast for you this week. Let's jump into some more music, because that's what we're here for. I'm going to play a track here by Your Friend. The song is called Tame One.
Maimed one, who are you holding? down to the bank where water's shallow and we can dip our feet in, and you will sit right next to me. The ebb and the flow and the push and the pull of the water, our bodies are buzzing and sun-kissed as we tread the creek bed, pebbles between our toes. Walking on water, holding our breath in the air. Pictures of mud, yellow flowers in your hair. Crossing an old bridge to a sunflower graveyard where we steal the seeds and our shoes are still soaking. You taste recognition, but all leaves just taste the thank you.
that leave you warm and calm and happy? So many of the bands playing in the middle of the Map Fest definitely have that feel. There's a big focus on atmosphere and songcraft and just mood and texture, and certainly Eskari fits that bill. That song is called Alpenglow, and that's on the album Range of Light, which comes out April 1st on Jag Jaguar Records. That is the project of Sean Carey from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You may know that name as he was a backing musician for Bon Iver. You can catch him 12:30 a.m. On Friday night or Saturday morning, depending on how you like to think about things, at the Riot Room. Before that was C.S. Luxem with the song Richland Slit. That's on the album June Igloo, which came out last summer on Whatever Forever, the tape label based in Lawrence, Kansas. That is also where Christopher Luxem is based out of as well. You can catch him Saturday at 3:45 in the afternoon at the Riot Room. And then starting that set off was Your Friend with the song Tame One. That is on the Jekyll Hyde cassette, which came out last summer but has just been re-released on Domino Records back in February. And that is the project of Taryn Blake Miller, based out of Lawrence, Kansas, or Kansas, very close to there at least. You can catch her playing at 6 p.m. On Saturday at the Record Bar. That is sure to be a giant show, as she is just signed to Domino Records and there is so much buzz about that band. I don't want to give you the entirely wrong opinion about this fest. It definitely does focus on indie bands and lots of texture and atmosphere, but there are other bands out there as well that are playing the fest, and lots of good local bands that I'm a big fan of. For me personally, Saturday is the day. Both Kate Nash and Upset are playing, and I'd like to see that. Chick 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 are playing, as well as of Montreal. That night you have Regging the Full Effect, and the previous night you've got the Get Up Kids, so it'll be good to see them again. Harmar Superstar. There's lots of good bands playing the festival. Who wouldn't want to see William Elliott Whitmore as well, or even Gary Newman, who I have seen at the Record Bar before, but it was a very good show. So anyway, there's 120 bands playing, probably something that you like there. So I hope you've enjoyed this little peek at the Middle of the Map Festival. We got one more band, but before we play that, let's get some of the business out of the way. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 276, the Middle of the Map edition. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the Too Much Rock website, a few things happened this week. We've got photos and videos up of the show last week that featured the entrance band, La Luz and the Conquerors. That was a Record Bar show, and the 18th, I think, on the 20th, caught Record Bar show again, Bad Ideas, Black Actress, and Old Field Victory. You'll find photos and video of that one. The 22nd, there was Rev Gusto Ings and Alien Jones at the Brick, and you'll find photos and videos there. And the 24th, find Ume photos and video, as well as openers, Maps for Travelers, and Be Non. Lots of things happening on the Too Much Rock website. You can check out all those. And then looking forward, we've got Skaters coming to Czar Bar on the 26th, Berwanger at Mini Bar on the 28th, the 31st, everyone will be at St. Vincent at Liberty Hall, everyone but me. Of course, the Middle of the Map podcast, our Middle of the Map Fest that we've been talking about all this podcast, is the 3rd through the 5th at various locations throughout Westport. The 4th through the 6th is the Center of the City Fest at Vandals, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. The 12th, Shurvan at the Brick. The 22nd, Richard Buckner's playing a house show in Kansas City. Email me if you'd like to know where that one's at and how to get tickets. On the 23rd, Waxahachie is playing Czar Bar. 28th, The Hold Steady is playing a morning Eggs and Kegs show at the Tank Room. Or you can see them that night at the Granada with Deer Tick, in case you're not an alcoholic that drinks in the morning on a weekday. It is May. Then you've got the 9th, Dandy Warhols at the Riot Room. Slayer, the 13th at the Uptown. The 13th, Matt Pond is also playing the Record Bar. The 16th, Pagan Fest is coming to Riot Room. And how Corpic Lonnie and all those bands are going to fit in there is something you're going to want to find out. On the 18th, Perfect Pussy is playing with Potty Mouth at the Czar Bar. And I think Bad Ideas are playing that show as well, so that'll be a great one. And then Abigail Williams bringing their black metal on the 27th to Riot Room. So lots of things coming up there. I guess I guess we should go ahead and end things off here. I got one track left. This is by the band Fanfarlo. They are based out of London and coming to play Middle of the Map Fest. The song I'm going to play is called Cell Song, and it's on the band's album Let's Go Extinct, which came out February 10th on Blue Horizon Ventures. And that was a blues label that's recently been resurrected. This is a very interesting band that kind of deals in a lot of different sorts of genres, but all of them kind of come together for their own sound. So enjoy this. We'll talk again next week, where we're going to be focused on the Center of the City Fest. That is 3 days of punk rock from noon to night, as they say. So look forward to that one, and we'll have one of the fest organizers, Thad, on the show to talk about the fest, as well as playing some of the bands that are a part of that festival. So until then, we're going to wipe things out here with Fanfarlo. Thank you very much for listening.
Digging deep, trying to solve.